From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Doubts are affecting expectations. A batch of data files stolen from the Islamic State will help unmask the terror group's foreign fighter network and lead to a crippling blow against them. Counterterrorism experts in the United States, Britain, Germany, and other countries are studying the tens of thousands of files obtained by Britain's Sky News from someone it described as an Islamic State defector. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says decisive and bold action is required to end sexual abuse and exploitation by UN peacekeepers. Speaking to the 15-nation UN Security Council, Mr. Ban said such abuse undermines the trust between the UN and the people that it is sent to protect. UN mission to the Central African Republic has been the subject of the most allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation. President Obama welcomed fellow progressive Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to the White House for the first such state visit in nearly two decades. Mr. Trudeau spoke to reporters.
The President and I share a common goal. We want a clean growth economy that continues to provide good jobs and great opportunities for all of our citizens.
President Obama highlighted shared values, noting that universal health care, freedom of religion, and the diversity of both nations. Chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Bob Corker, tells VOA Iran's missile launches this week are sparking strong resolve in the U.S. Congress to renew and boost American sanctions on Tehran. Iran's foreign ministry says the missile tests do not violate the international nuclear deal. This is VOA News.